I take the promised Holy Ghost. The blessed power of Pentecost to fill me to the uttermost. I take. Thank God he undertakes for me. And the people of God said, Amen. Turn with me in your Bible to the book of Judges at the chapter 5 and the verse 31. In the Bible we have songs and psalms. And this chapter is one of the victory songs of Christ's church. It was a duet between the prophetess Deborah and Barak, who was captain of Israel's army. And the last words of the psalm was this, verse 31 of Judges 5. So let all God's enemies perish, O Lord. But let them which love him be as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. And the land had rest 40 years. You will find as you read the scriptures that the best commentary on the scriptures are the scriptures themselves. If you turn over to Psalm 83 and verse 9 and verse 10 and verse 12 to 15, you have the Holy Spirit's own comment on Judges chapter 5. Do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Sisera, as to Jabin at the brook of Kishon, which perished at Endor. They became as dung for the earth. Who said, let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession? O my God, make them like a wheel, as the stubble before the wind, as the fire burneth a wood, as the flame setteth the mountains on fire. So persecute them with thy tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm. Turn over to 2 Samuel chapter 23 and verse 4. And he shall be as the light of the morning, when the sun rises, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining of the sun. Proverbs 4:18. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Psalm 37 verses 4 and 5. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. My top text this morning is the final verse of that great duet of the prophetess Deborah and Barak, the captain of the Lord's host. The glorious doctrine of victory and the sweetness of rest from the battles of war is the blessed language of this song of praise. Deborah and Barak break forth into united praise. The melody of praise quenches the melee of the war. Deborah and Barak, God's leader, united to praise the God of superabounding, victorious, and intervening touch. From the gory field of the fiercest of fights, she withdraws to the glorious victory of the psalm and produces the anthem of celebration. The impetus made only because of the power of the Lord God Almighty. How fitting in the history of this almighty victory. The theme rings out with such power. The people who acted treacherously are exposed. The terrible and awful army of the devil is stripped of its glory. And God puts into the heart of Deborah and of Barak a song of everlasting joy. We have already read the comment of the psalmist in Psalm 83, the comment of the psalmist on this victory. What a wonderful victory it was. And as you go through the Bible, there are references to this great event. Deborah was no ordinary woman. She had been taught of God. She knew God. A man could not be found to lead the people. So God made choice of Deborah. She knew and heard the call of God. She had great knowledge of the Word of God. Her Bible, of course, was the five books of Moses. And she learned well the infallible promises of those books. The anchor of her soul was none other than the promises of God from the tongue of Moses, God's greatest prophet. Her burning with God's truth kindled a similar fire in the soul of Barak. And together, in the sweetest of all harmonies, they record this grand and glorious victory. This is not a hate song. It was a loving response in thanksgiving to the Heavenly Father who had wrought for them the victory. Deborah registered her unshakable foundation in the Word of God and its promise to those that worship and love Him. He shall create for them sons. This is the light and heat of God Almighty. There are different forms of religions which are not true religion at all. There's a religion of fear, which we should not countenance at all, but which dominates hundreds of professing Christians in our land today. There is a religion of Judaism, a Judea in which there is no real peace or joy. There is a religion of form which conducts itself with the externals of Christianity, but never reaches the internals of Christianity. There is a religion of faith which has adapted belief in a series of doctrines, but has never passed out of the religious darkness into religious truth. None of these religious paths have the baptism of true Christian love, and therefore are only Christianity in form and not in truth. We have got to all learn what Deborah learned, that if you have pure religion in your hearts, that is a response of our hearts to the truth of pure Christianity. The religious person is the person who really and truly loves his God with all his heart, his soul, and his mind. That is true religion. That is the religion which Deborah experienced and enjoyed. Would you note with me carefully the grand character which such a love produces in the inward souls of men and women. Note carefully Deborah's reference to the son. So let all of thine enemies perish, O Lord. Let them that love him be as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. And then this little caption at the end. And the land had rest 40 years. This, for Deborah and Barak, was a battle that ended all battles. And for the rest of their life, they lived in the perfect peace. Notice two things about this. The might of the sun is underscored. And the light of the sun is underscored. That is the very heart of true religion. The soul sitting in darkness, suddenly, gloriously, spectacularly, is baptized with a light that can never be put out. Do you remember a day in your light? In your life, when you were in darkness, walking in the shadow of death. But you came to a place, and when you had visited that place, you could say, happy day, the light has dawned. The darkness fled, and you entered into the light. When I was preparing this sermon, I was thinking of Bishop Latimer and his fellow martyred bishop, Bishop Ridley. And when they came to the place of burning in the city of Oxford, Master Latimer spoke these words. Be of good comfort, Master Ridley, and play the man. We shall this day light such a candle by God's grace in England, as I trust shall never be put out. And so the fire been given unto them, when Ridley saw the fire flaming towards him, he cried with a wonderful voice for more fire. And Lord Jesus receive my spirit. Latimer, the aged man that he was, vehemently cried on the other side of his burning fellow martyr, Father, receive my soul. And then, his hands being loosed, he felt the fire. He stroked his hands with the fire. Indeed, both him and Ridley lit a candle which will never be put out, the candle of true religion and true evangelical Protestantism. Oh, the might of God's power. Oh, the light of God's power. Oh, the radiance of God's power. Let it shine. Is that your prayer today? I want that sun to shine on me. The sun that goeth forth in his strength. For it is the strength of the sun that measures the result of the harvest. If the sun is strong, we will have a good harvest. If the sun brings the necessary heat, we will have fruit. But if the sun can't be seen because of the clouds and because of the storms and because of the cold, then that sun will never, never produce the harvest that we long for. But last of all, could I say this morning to you that this last look at the prophet's vision shows as a contrast. It shows as the perishing of the enemies of God and the ever shining and increasing power of the child of God. How blessed is the horizon of the children of light. We are walking towards that horizon. God's light blazes forth like the sunrise. His light is unmeasured and free. His grace is forever sufficient. It reaches and purifies me. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Listen to these words of Christ. Them shall the righteous shine as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Have you ears to hear today? The righteous are going to shine as the sun in the kingdom of the Father. Oh, the brilliancy of the one who will fill all heaven with his new splendors. Bright beyond anything we have ever heard of or seen or has ever been described. and amid the storms of life today, and the heavy atmosphere of the dark clouds of our present situation, thank God we can look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. Sing we the King who is coming to reign. Glory to Jesus, the Lamb that was slain. Life and salvation his empire shall bring. Joy to the nations when Jesus is King. Come, let us sing praise to our King. Jesus our King, Jesus our King. This is our song, who to Jesus belong. Glory to Jesus, for Jesus is our King. Souls shall be saved from the burden of sin. Doubt shall not darken his witness within. Hell hath no terror, and death hath no sting. Love is victorious when Jesus is King. All men shall dwell in this marvelous light. Races long severed, his love shall unite. Justice and truth from his scepter shall spring. Wrong shall be ended, hallelujah, when Jesus is King. Kingdom of Christ, for thy coming we pray. Hasten, O Father, the dawn of the day, when this new song thy creation shall sing. Satan is vanquished, for Jesus is King. Let's crown him Lord of all. For he who doesn't crown him Lord of all does not crown him Lord at all. May God bless his word to our hearts. Let us pray. Lord, we thank thee for thy word, a word of victory, a word of encouragement, a word that turns from speech to song. Lord, give us a song in our hearts as we leave this house this day for Jesus' sake. And everybody said, amen, and shouted, hallelujah.